Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
Have a listen to this. 19-year-old Perth-based Jordan Anthony, American Idol bound after picking up the golden ticket with this performance in front of judges like Lionel Richie and Katy Perry.
To find out you know how to forget me, I'd rather hear how much you regret me.
You can find him on Instagram at Jordan Anthony Music. Kimber Cahill described him as better than whoever sung this first.
It is Lewis Capaldi, right? It wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
But he is. Like, Lewis struggles to hit the notes.
Lewis isn't sitting here. Jordan Anthony is.
Thank goodness, because it was going to get awkward.
That's a compliment if I've ever heard one. That's nuts. Thank you guys for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you in, Jordan. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about this incredible experience. I mean, you've walked into a room, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie. What's the energy like in that room?
I mean, it was buzzing. If I could describe it in one word, like, just, it was so surreal. They didn't look real. Like, I felt like I was in, like, kind of like a wax shop, because it was just like they were just there, and yeah, their energy was amazing. And when they were kind of saying stuff during my audition, like, when I was watching it back and I was hearing them say stuff while I was singing, I was like, I heard none of this. I was just so, like, locked in on what I was doing. It was intense, but it was amazing, you know.
So how long are you, like, take us through the process, right? You're over there, American Idol. How long are you waiting nervously before they call you in? And then when they call you in, do you just sit at the piano and get started, or do you actually get the chance to meet them first?
We actually had a little bit of a chat before. Like, they were asking a little bit about my story and, you know, asking about me and how this random Perth kid has just knocked on American Idol's door, you know. So it was cool. And that really settled my nerves to be able to talk to him a little bit before I actually sang. And then, yeah, they said, let's hear it. And the rest is kind of history.
It's like a little bit of, okay, oh, you don't have a massive traumatic story. I guess we just have to hear you sing. But now, Pete and I were watching your audition, and Pete said to me, I think that they filmed it more than once because Jordan looks so confident. And I said, no, I don't think that that's the case. I think that you've just been singing a long time and you're just in the zone. Is that what's happening for you?
Absolutely. But it was totally a facade. I was bricking it like the whole time. Like, I've never been more scared for anything. But I'm just lucky because I have had a lot of experiences on stage and, like, in kind of high-pressure situations. So I think those things put me in good stead to be able to do this. And even though I was nervous, just kind of still have the ability to kind of just focus on what I need to do, as hard as it was. But, yeah, you get one shot, you know. That's all I had. So
sorry, mate. I haven't heard anything after you said bricking it.
I should have put it another
way. No, it's all good. We heard a little rumor, and I'm sure, look, we've all been around reality TV and stuff long enough to know that there are different things the way people get on those shows. They called you. Is that right? So you didn't go there and go, I'm just going to try my hand at this. They actually sought you out and said, we want you to come and audition.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a nuts story. They actually found a TikTok of mine, and I was singing a Teddy Swim song, and they reached out following that. They were like, oh, we've seen you. I actually don't think they knew I was Australian at that time. And they were like, you know, have you heard of American Idol? And I was like, yeah, I have, you know. And they were like, would you be interested in coming to audition for the judges in Katy's hometown? And I was like, absolutely. Do you know that I'm from, you know, somewhere that just from the other end of the earth? And they were like, well, we do now, kind of thing. Mm. And so they were like, you know, can you be here next week to audition? And I was like, it was just one of those things that I had to just jump on it, and I had to do it, like, just a massive opportunity.
Well, yeah. What does this mean now? Because they gave you the golden ticket. I can see it sitting here on the desk. You've brought it in with you. I mean, that means you're going straight through, right? So you're going to LA now?
Yeah, so that it's pretty much the ticket to Hollywood. So now there's going to be like an epic boot camp-esque week of going from 150 odd people that also got golden tickets, and it's going to be just a massive cull. I think it goes down to like 50 something. So it's going to be massive. It's going to
cool.
be nuts.
How do you reckon you'll go? Good.
Hopefully well.
You're in the back?
Yeah, hopefully
well. Because you've got a good pedigree here, mate. I mean, you're on The Voice 2019. You made it through to the top four when you were only 14. You Has Delta Goodrum reached out, giving you a little? Because she mentored
Absolutely,
you on the show.
Yeah.
She has. She said,
messaged me and said, you know, congrats. So it was that was nice to kind of get that from her as well.
And you also got asked to represent Australia in Junior Eurovision, where you placed eighth. And we thought, you know what? This is fantastic. Who better to be our judge for a little game of Pete and Kimber Mix Idol?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, Jordan. Forgive me.
No.
Pete always wants to play Mix Idol and like Perth's Got Talent. And I hate this because it's like we get listeners to call up and they sing for us and it's cringy and it makes me feel awkward. And I hate.
I actually love listening to it myself. When I'm listening to you guys, I love it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm blessed right now to be a part of this.
Good, because I worked very hard on this.
Broadcasting live across Perth, this is Mix Idol.
Of course, we had to do Mix Idol because we've got Jordan Anthony, Perth's own Jordan Anthony, in here with us. He's the 19-year-old Perth-based singer who absolutely smashed it on American Idol in front of judges like Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. And you're on the plane tomorrow to Hollywood, is that right?
I am taking off tomorrow. Yep, it is absolutely nuts. But here we are.
It is so exciting and we're so thrilled for you. We know you're going to get a lot out of that whole journey, but hopefully a win as well. Pete thought it was a great opportunity to bring back Mix Idol, which is just people calling up and singing and then us judging them. And it's so cringy and it always makes me feel weird.
We've got one of the greatest singers in the country right now that can give them good, honest feedback. How could we not take this opportunity?
I know. I wish it was Jordan singing rather than judging.
Would you like to start?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
Absolutely not.
You should hear Kimber do City Lawton's True Colours.
Don't.
It's stunning. It's
song
stunning.
Straight away.
All right, let's go. Let's dive in here. So we've got our first one. Right, now, Dave in Scarborough. Don't even say hello, mate. Just dive right in.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I hit was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that been beat too much till you spend half your life just covering up. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I'm a cool ride daddy in the USA. Born in the USA.
Wow. The commitment,
oh, Dave.
Amazing. Round of applause. Unreal.
Go on. Honest feedback for Dave, please.
Honestly, he's probably got more passion than I do. Uh-huh. First of all, like, unbelievable. Song choice was up there as well. Fitting for the occasion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
That's right. Is that that's the feedback?
Yep.
Okay.
I feel like I recognise that voice.
I recognise that voice
as well. I recognise them laughing
really?
At themselves.
Yeah. Dave Hughes. Hughesy, good morning.
It's the most nervous I've ever been.
Oh, my God.
Singing in front of Australian royalty. Young royalty, but royalty on the rise. We're talking, you know, if you can get the gold ticket at American Idol, you are a worldwide superstar. And to get that, to say I've got more passion than you, Jordan, well, that was just extraordinary, and I'm going to retire now, guys. That's it for me.
You're the best.
All right, Hughesy, when he gets the win, we'll put him on your show. You can say you got him from us.
We'll take him any day of the week. He won't be available, let's be honest.
Good on you, Hughesy. Always nice to hear from you. Okay, now we've got a Taryn here. That was a bit of a laugh, Hughesy.
Yeah,
right, he's
like
a good
that.
Friend of ours.
Love it.
Thanks, Hughesy. But Taryn in the Vines, good morning to you, Taryn. What are you singing this morning?
Good morning. I thought I would sing Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, that's inspirational.
Mm. Journey.
I love
journey.
This.
Journey.
Absolutely.
Just give it a go.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go, Taryn.
Yeah. Don't stop believing. Oh. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight. Keep going.
Oh, my.
No, keep
no,
going.
No, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't stop, yeah.
Believe in yourself. Keep going, Taryn.
Believe in. Hold on to that feeling. Street lights and people.
Waking up the vibe.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Can we just acknowledge the fact that it's just gone 9 a.m. as well, and she's singing like that? You had me, that first run as well was... filthy.
Is that that's a good thing, right?
Yes, yeah, filthy, yeah, like in the best way. That was insanity.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Thanks, Jordan. Coming from you, that's lovely.
Do you think Taryn should like go for something? Could Taryn go for something like an American Idol
Absolutely.
Or Australian Idol or something like that?
Absolutely. That was,
really?
I'm speechless. That was cool. Amazing.
Well, it's glad that you recognise talent, Jordan, because that's Taryn Stokes. Taryn!
Oh, my. You guys are
winner.
Okay. Well, I'm in that case, I'm actually a fan. So,
winner of The Voice Australia in 2023, Taryn Stokes on the show right now, mate.
You
so,
are a beast.
Hi, Jordan. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
I'm very excited to watch your journey. You're going to smash it.
Thank you. I loved watching yours.
Thanks.
Seriously.
Taryn, the golden ticket on American Idol this bloke got. He's off to LA That's tomorrow.
Huge. It's going to be amazing. You're going to smash it, honestly.
Thank you so much. I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Any advice for him before we let him go?
I would just say be yourself. Just be yourself and, like, sing with lots of emotion and enjoy the moment. Don't let it pass you by with all the nerves, but just try to enjoy the moment because it's pretty special.
Absolutely. If I can sing half as good as what you just did, hopefully I'll be all right, mate. That was crazy.
You're amazing. Thanks so much, Taryn. We love it when you join us.
Bye. See you guys.
Thanks, Taryn.
All right, there we go. Taryn Stokes.
That was the best version of Mix Idol we've ever done.
That's pretty good.
Dave Hughes might have brought it down a bit.
Did finish strong.
I kind of feel like this song right now is actually quite fitting given the advice and everything you just got. And we're about to send you off to LA to conquer the world, Jordan Anthony Music, right here on Pete and Kim. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Stay in touch. We'll be watching. Good luck, mate.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.